make a number of copies of the recording he was about to make. He would have to sing that song maybe 30 times in that one day. No artist today would be able to do that.
And in those early years, there was no volume control in the recording studio, so the singer would be pushed backwards and forwards as he came to loud and to soft passages in the song. But by the 1940s, technology had advanced, and when the young Princess Elizabeth made this wartime recording, she was able to speak to the children of the Empire with much more ease.
All of us children who are still at home think continually of our friends of the nation who have gone overseas, who have travelled thousands of miles to find a wartime home and a kindly welcome in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and the United States of America.
The collection includes a number of these royal recordings, which were taken from radio broadcasts and then sold, with the proceeds going to charities nominated by the royal family. In sharp contrast to these is Tony Boylan's perhaps unique collection of broadcasts by the Nazi war propagandist of the 1940s, William Joyce, alias Lord Haw Haw. Tony Boylan recalls listening to and recording these in the dark days of World War II.
Germany calling, Germany calling, Germany calling. Here are the Reichs and ambush, Station Bremen and Station DXB on the 31-meter band.
Lord Haw Haw, as we all know, was a well-known Irishman. He lived here in Dublin for a great many years. He had a flat on the North South Circular Road here in Dublin, and he knew the whole of that area very well, including that area being a very Jewish quarter at the time. And he used to speak on the German radio about the various places in Dublin he knew so well, and about the various Jews that lived in the South Circular Road and what their businesses were.
Perhaps the most interesting of his broadcasts is his last one, from a bunker somewhere in Berlin in 1945, which you have recorded.
Yes, Joyce sounded to me in the broadcast he was either drunk or drugged. I never could tell which. But that particular broadcast I found was the most dramatic of them all. It was the very last words he was heard on any radio.
No measures of tyranny that any foreign foe can introduce will shatter Germany. Germany will. And therefore I say to you, in these last words, Es lebe Deutschland. Heil Hitler. And farewell.
While William Joyce was broadcasting his propaganda to Europe, Tony Boylan was broadcasting to Dublin. With a homemade transmitter, he became Ireland's first pirate broadcaster in 1944.
It was a dangerous time because the war was on, and my father didn't like the idea at all. It made me give it up because he, being in the army at the time, just wouldn't. It wouldn't look right at all. He could be accused of anything in those days. But I had a very low power transmitter, which had a range of about 4 miles. I used to only operate for an hour each Sunday morning at 12 midday, 1 p.m.
And now, 40 years later, you're still essentially doing the same thing.
Well, it's called the 78 Show, and it's mainly composed of 78. If I don't have the material on 78, I must use an album or a single or an EP, because most of the stuff is requested.
I'll come when you call, when you give me the word, with the speed of a bird, I will fly to your side.
Tony Boylan's collection is founded in a love of music, but after 50 years of collecting records, many have taken on a special meaning.
A lot of these records have great associations for me when I think back to my earlier years in life.
So it's really the capacity of these records to evoke the past.
Yes, yes. That is a great thing that results from them. Each record that one collects can bring me back to various stages of my life. I remember in the, during the 40s, we had a great amount of pop numbers that came out during the war. And today, I still remember them very well and still use them on the local radio on a Sunday morning, because there were numbers with a bit of sense to the words, and today they can be still played and appreciated.
And the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. Sure, if only you knew how the lamp of the moon turns a blue Irish bay to a silver lagoon. You'd imagine a picture of heaven it could be, where the green glens of Antrim are calling to me.
Well, what a fascinating collection of records held by Tony Boylan, a veritable library inside. I'm sure our reporter Brian Dobson find it difficult to drag himself away from that fascinating collection.
But drag himself away he must, as we must, because the time now is coming up to 25 past eight. And if you're a sheet metal worker or a motor mechanic who yearns to travel, the Northern Ireland Association of Youth Clubs could have the answer. They're looking for six young people, aged between 18 and 28, to spend 8 months working in Germany. The job...
Well, I hope you enjoyed that little bit of program we did with BBC Northern Ireland last week, and it went out on air last Monday morning at 8:20. Well, it just gives you an idea of the sort of life we lead here, and we're still in the collecting business for 78s. So if anybody has any very special 78s that they would think are very special, you can always give me a ring and we can have a chat about them, and maybe we could use them on the program. I have a request here for a very regular listener and one of the oldest listeners to my programs when I started way back with the ARD radio about 8 years ago, is Mr. J.R. himself. And J.R. never missed a program while we were with ARD radio, and also intermittently in between with Radio Snowflake, etc. J.R. was always there listening. So greetings to you, J.R. Hope you're feeling well, and glad to have you listening still and still requesting. We lost a little track of you there for a while, but since we had changed our program times to 12 p.m, you didn't believe we were still on air. Well, glad to have you, J.R. And you asked me if I would play your favourite by Steve Conway. We don't hear much of Steve nowadays. He wanted to sing I Can't Begin to Tell You, and that came from the film The Dolly Sisters. And here you are, J.R.
But when you're near, the words I choose refuse to ease my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I said them.
Well, there you heard the lovely voice of Steve Conway there. And he sang I Can't Begin to Tell You. That was played especially for J.R. And the orchestra there was by Jack Byfield and his orchestra. Very unusual name. I never heard of him, I must confess. And, of course, that film featured in The Dolly Sisters. Hope you enjoyed J.R. at this point in time. We're handing you over to Fran, and she'll do the rest of the programme for you. She's only going mad to get going. Over to you, Auntie Fran.
And good morning to you from Fran Boylan, coming to you from Radio Galaxy. Before I introduce the next number, I'd like to wish all the ladies out there a very happy Mother's Day. And I hope you'll all take advantage of it, and that your family have turned up trumps and given you your breakfast in bed, and flowers and chocolates and everything. So enjoy it while you can. This week our instrumental spot is featuring Glenn Miller and his orchestra. And the title is How Am I to Know? Sung by Doris Kerr. And it's played specially for Paddy Turner and his wife Dimpner, who live up there in Ludford Road in Ballantyre. To know. And we have a very special request from me to my sisters Jo and Maura on Mother's Day. And it's the wonderful Dublin Theatre Royal Orchestra, conducted by Jimmy Campbell, playing a Shamrock selection. We were all great patrons of the Theatre Royal in our family, and Jo in particular used to sit in the front row every week, I think it was every Thursday afternoon, and she became so well known by the band that they used to actually wave at her. I think Jimmy fancied her. She was, and still is, a lovely blonde. Have a happy Mother's Day, and Jo and Maura, and I hope it brings you back. And Maura, I hope you like that. The vocal there was by Mary Dowden. Do you remember her? And it was by Jimmy Campbell and the Dublin Theatre Royal Orchestra. Now that happens to be a very, very rare record, and they're impossible to get. So if anyone out there, any of the collectors, would have a Jimmy Campbell record, we'd be very, very pleased to hear from them, as we're a little bit short on his material. Well, our athletic spot is coming up now, and it's for another great favourite of mine, Betty, up there in Lower Dowdle Road. And a happy Mother's Day to you too. And thank you for the beautiful flowers you gave me. You thought I might feel a little left out on account of not being a mother, so you included me in Mother's Day by giving me a beautiful bouquet of flowers, and I did appreciate it. And thank you very much, Betty. And our athletic spot is this week featuring the great Italian tenor Beniamino Giri, and he's singing All Hail Thou Dwelling Pure and Lowly from Gounod's Faust.
Questo asilo guarda per i titoli, amicizia in questo posto.
Benjamino Gili singing All Hail, Thou Dwelling Pure and Lowly from Gounod's Faust. I hope you liked it, Betty. And may Tony and I take this opportunity of wishing you bon voyage, have a lovely holiday, and give our love to Geraldine, Christian, and the grandchildren. Tony has gone into the archives for this next record, and he's come up with a real gem, and it's a comedian called Dolly Dean, accompanied with an orchestra, and the title of the record is Twiddling the Knobs on the Radio. I'd like to play this specially for Vera McHale in number 26. I believe you haven't been too well lately, Vera, and of course I wish to goodness you'd knock and tell me. Terrible to be living next door to each other when we see so little of each other. Well, I hope this cheers you up a little bit. And this record is made way, way back in 1932.
Love me, but now I'm what they call an altar ray. For he's gone poppy since he bought a violin, and from that day my troubles they began. Since my old man's had a portable, he's gone completely up the pole. All he thinks about is knobs, knobs, knobs. That's why he gets to sack them all his job. Mrs. What's-her-name, the woman just next door to me, thinks that he's not nice to know. For she says whenever she comes to ask some tea with me, he's twiddling his knobs on the radio. He took it to his Auntie Katie's funeral, and as soon as everyone began to pray, he couldn't keep his fingers off his wireless, and it started up to Rarabundier. Shit, my old man's out of portable, he's gone completely up the pole. All he thinks about is knobs, knobs, knobs. That's why he gets the sack from all his jobs. We never kiss and cuddle like we used to do. When I told my mother so, oh, she got in such a rage, said, how dare a man his age be twiddling with the knobs on the radio? Oh, I don't think I'll ever rear him, I don't. One day I know I'll damage his condenser. I'll give his tension battery a smack. Oh, and you should hear him tell his bedtime stories. Oh, they give me atmospherics down me back. Since my old man's had a portable, he's gone completely up the pole. All he thinks about is knobs, knobs, knobs. That's why he gets the sack from all his jobs. He has his weekly bath in the kitchenette, and if in there I should go, why, he's never in the bath, but he's standing on the hearth, twiddling with the knobs on the radio.
Twiddling the Knobs on the Radio, sung by Dolly Dean, comedian. Silly little song, but something different anyway. We're going right back to the war years again now, and we're featuring Vera Lynn, who used to be the sweetheart of the forces, and it's a selection of songs, and we'd like to play this specially for Mrs. Toulis down there in Dollymount Park. We haven't played one for you yet, Mrs. Toulis, and I hope you have a happy Mother's Day, and that they all came up trumps for you.
We all have a song in our hearts, a song to remind us of someone. It may be the praise of an old lovely phrase that rings back memories of walks down the lane. It may be an old lullaby, or the song bluebirds sing as they fly, but to all belong here, to our laughter and tears, we all have a song in our hearts.
I'd love to live in Loveland with a girl like you.
the year. Stars twinkled above, and you almost can touch them from here. Worth falling to rise any time you are holding me near. When you are in love, it's a loveliest night.
Vera Lynn selection specially for Mrs. Toulis. Our last record is Juno, and it's our comedy spot.
Second last.
And Tony says second last. And it's very appropriate seeing the day that was in it on Saturday, the big Grand National, and Tony was wondering had you all got your sixpence each way and thrown me up and down trebles. And in case you don't know what that is, the next this record will explain it to you. It's Jimmy O'Dea and Harry O'Donovan. And the title is Sixpence Each Way.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes?
Am I late for a bet on the first race?
No, you're not. The first race isn't until 1:20.
Oh, thank goodness. Here's me docket. Sixpence each way on Waters, Bryant.
On what?
Waters, Bryant. Are you deaf?
Oh, I see. Waters, Bryant.
Did you think I said Porter, Bryant?
It's a good thing you don't spell it the way you speak it, or you'd never be paid on it. Even if it did win.
What do you mean, even if it did win? I have a tip about that one, straight from the owner.
Here, wait a minute. I'm wanted on the phone.
Oh,
hello?
No.
Yes, sir. Right, each way, sir. Rolling pin, first race. Thank you, sir.
Rolling pin? That's in the same race as Waters, Bryant. Give me me shilling back a second.
Here, do you want the money on or not?
I do, but you put the heart across me with your even if it did win. Didn't Roland Pin strain a fretlock last week?
No, he did not. Hello? Hello?
Oh, here. Tanner each way, Roland.
Wait, I'm speaking on the phone.
Go on.
Hello? Right, sir. First race to win. Your best on, sir.
Hey, Charlie, what is he backing?
You mind your own business. Here's your ticket. Sixpence each way, Roland Pin. That man there put on £10 and didn't take a minute about it. Not like you. Turtle Dove, too. First bet I've had on that one today.
Turtle Dove? That's in the first race, too, with Waters, Bryant, and Roland Pin. Wait a second. I think I'll change me docket.
I'm going to my back at yourself. How many more will you fancy?
Don't be impudent now. Don't be impudent, or I'll place me commissions elsewhere in future.
Indeed, I wish you would. You and your sixpence each way and your thruppenny up and down trebles. You make me sick. Wait, hello. Yes, right, Mr. Blake. £4 to win, Romping Raymond. First race, right, sir.
Romping Raymond? I never noticed that one.
You've no right to be listening in to my telephone conversation.
Change me docket to Romping Raymond.
Wait a minute.
You
wait
hear me now?
Wait, hello?
Charlie.
Wait. Hello? Right, sir. Red Rover. First race each way, right, sir.
Red Rover?
There's your ticket. Sixpence each way, Romping Raymond.
Ah, will you wait a minute? Did Red Rover win his last race?
Will you take your ticket and get out of me sight?
Don't get excited. I'm not risking me money without due consideration. Put me shilling on Red Rover.
I'll go and buy bull's eyes with your shilling.
I'll report you to your boss. It's the likes of me that keeps the likes of you keeping the likes of him walking about in his Rolls Royce.
Oh, here. Take your sixpence. Sixpence each way, Red Rover. You're on now.
I'm on. Oh, you're a top, Charlie.
Wait, hello. Here's the result.
The result?
Hello.
Oh, Charlie.
Yes, result of first race. Won by 20 lengths.
20? What won? Quick, Charlie.
At 50 to 1.
50 to 1?
Yes, and the winner.
The winner?
Waters, Bryant.
Waters, Bryant. That's Granty. You take that. Ah, and that. Oh, that.
Sixpence each way, Jimmy O'Dea and Harry O'Donovan. And we play that especially for Mr. Radio himself, Dave Reddy, and Mary and the two boys, and especially for John's mother, Mrs. Reddy. I hope you have a lovely day, Mrs. Reddy, and I must say again how much I enjoyed that night I spent with you just after Christmas. Truly a lovely lady and a wonderful artist. Well, I love the lovely singing this is centenary year. So this week he's singing one that I'm not terribly familiar with, The Village That Nobody Knows, and he's accompanied by Gerald Moore on the piano.
That's it for now. Myself here, Tony Boyle, signing off. I'd like to thank you for your requests and thank you for the use of your loudspeaker. Don't forget, same time next week, and don't forget, keep those requests rolling in. Goodbye for now, and do mind yourself until we're meeting again. Bye-bye for now.
And a very good afternoon to you. This is CBC Radio broadcasting on FM stereo 103.3 megahertz and also on 1116 kilohertz in the medium wave band. That converts to 270 meters. Welcome to a test transmission from the Community Broadcasting Cooperative. I'm David Baker, here until 3 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to call us with reception reports and dedications for Mother's Day, you're welcome to do so on our telephone number 693436. 693436. Hope you're having a good weekend, and indeed, mothers, hope you're having a good Mother's Day. Let's start off with a grand piece of music. This is from Joe Egan, and it's a nice little piece of music from an LP called Out of Nowhere. This particular record is called Back on the Road. Come a long way from the city. Particular record for mothers everywhere. Very happy Mother's Day to you. That's Back on the Road from Joe Egan, and if only all records were made that way, it'd be marvelous, wouldn't it? Time just coming up now to 9 minutes after 1 o'clock, and it is the Community Broadcasting Cooperative. Just to tell you what's going to be happening throughout the summer with the Community Broadcasting Co-op, from the 15th to the 30th of May, the CBC Radio will be presenting Radio Sandymount from the Sandymount area, and from the 18th to the 30th of June, there will be Glasnevin North Community Radio, and then in mid-July, we head down to Ringsend for Radio Ringsend. And if for any inquiries you'd like to make about the station, 693436, 693436 is our telephone number today. And we've a dedication now for Anne Ingle at number 8 Sandymount Green. A big hi to you, Anne. A very happy Mother's Day. And that's in from your daughter, Roisin. So a big hi indeed to you. All right. Thank you very much, by the way, to Tony Boylan for the 78 show. In fact, we're not playing 78s, we're playing 84s. Oh yes, here's Kool and the Gang, and this is their current record, and it's called Joanna. Good afternoon to you. I'm David Baker. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. That record's very popular in the discotheques. That's Cool and the Gang there, and their current record, Joanna. Now, down there at the Star of the Sea School in Sandymount at the moment, there's a cake sale, and it's going on throughout the afternoon. Now, there's a school fund raffle, and that raffle tickets are 20 pence each. And, in fact, the raffle will happen later on this afternoon. First prize is a computer. Second prize is £50. Wouldn't mind that at the moment. Third prize is an Easter hamper. Fourth prize is a bottle of spirits. Fifth prize is a box of chocolates. And sixth prize is a box of cigars. So there you have it. That's the school fund raffle at the Star of the Sea School down there in Sandymount. A lot happening in Sandymount this afternoon. And a lot happening in Sandymount throughout the summer as well. We'll tell you more about that later on. And don't forget, you are tuned to the Community Broadcasting Cooperative with our mailing address at 8 Sandymount Green in Dublin 4. And we're on 103.3 FM stereo. Here's Elbow Bones and the Racketeers.
A walk in the park can become
Music there from Bananarama and Robert De Niro's Waiting. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's Mother's Day, April the 1st. Did you play an April Fool this morning? Oh, something terrible happened to me. Somebody ran into me and told me that, it wasn't very nice, that my car had been stolen. And I actually believed it because I was so tired, I just didn't even bother to sort of think that about April Fool's. So I ran out and discovered that my car had gone. And I got such a fright that I went out, and of course there it was, sitting on the end of the road. Yeah, a wonderful new car as well. It's a Mini. It's very nice. And, it was a nice little April Fool played. And it'd be nice to hear what type of April Fools were played on you. Maybe you'd like to contact us and tell us on 693436, 693436. Hello to all the gang. They were at Maxim's nightclub last night. Oh, it was a good night. And this is one of the most popular records down there of recent times, the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
nice music from the Bee Gees and More Than a Woman. And saying hello now to Lily Wade. A big hi to you, Lily, and a very happy Mother's Day to you. You're listening to us in Beaumont. Nice to hear from Beaumont this morning. Hope it's nice. The sun is shining out there. And that dedication from Catherine, Liz and Colette. A very happy Mother's Day to Lily Wade. Have yourself a wonderful day, won't you? A lot of people ringing up looking for Lionel Richie. And by the way, if you'd like to call us, 693-436 is our telephone number. 693-436. I'm David Baker. I'm here till 3 o'clock. And then you're guaranteed a wonderful afternoon's entertainment in the capable hands of Charlie Sheehan. Here's a record for Dave, who's motoring somewhere around the Sandymount area at the moment. He adores this record, absolutely loves it. It's Lionel. He's probably switched off. And this is Hello, Is It Me You're Looking For?
I've been alone with you inside my mind. And in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted. Arms are open wide, 'cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you. Sunlight in your head, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying, I love you.
Stimulating, refreshing, invigorating negative ion generators provide a breath of fresh air to help you feel better and work harder. Seaside resorts make you feel fresh and alive by bathing you in negative ions. Recreate this feeling at home by having a negative ion generator increase the negative ion content of your home. Ionizers are a proven aid to sufferers of migraine, insomnia, and asthma. Clear that stuffy-headed feeling for less than 5p a week with a negative ion generator. Available from John Simon Electronics, phone Dublin 33 8515. That's John Simon Electronics, on Dublin 338515.
Michael Jackson from the Thriller LP, and the record is called Human Nature. It's a Sunday afternoon, and it's the Community Broadcasting Cooperative at CBC Radio from Sandymount in Dublin 4, and we're on 103.3 megahertz FM in stereo, and also going out on 1116 kilohertz in the medium wave band that converts to 270 meters. And we'd like to welcome you all along this afternoon. I'm David Baker, here till 3 o'clock. It's 28 minutes now away from 2, and if you'd like to contact us, our telephone number is 693436. This record takes us back to 1979, and it brings back some happy memories for me of that particular year. Had a great year, actually. Spent my holidays in Spain, and oh, it was really marvellous. And this record is from Sheila and B. Devotion, and it's a record that's nice. It's called Spacer.
Thank you.
Chilean Bee Devotion from 1979 and the story of Spacer. Now, we want to tell you a little bit about the Portmarnock Raceway this afternoon. They're holding harness racing. That's at 3:30, so if you're interested in harness racing and all sorts of things like that, the Portmarnock Raceway, of course, reopening today, and at 3:30 this afternoon, you can get out there if you wish. Now, we have a dedication. Hello to Grania in Dunleary, and that's from your friend Sheila. A big hi to you, Grania. Nice to have Sheila along with us on the programme as well. And a good friend, I believe you are as well. Barry White is on the way. Stay with us.
David Baker, turn on! I'm like a blind man who lost his way. I can't see nothing. I'm like a deaf man who can't hear. Trouble with me. I can't do nothing without my baby. And as plain as can be, it's gonna drive me
Marvelous. 1976 was the year for Barry White, and you see the trouble with me. It's 21 minutes now away from 2 o'clock on the Community Broadcasting Cooperative. Radio Sandymount on the way on the 15th to the 30th of May, so those people in Sandymount, there's something for you to look forward to. From the 18th to the 30th of June approximately, the CBC Radio will be heading over to Glasnevin for Glasnevin North Community Week. And we had a great time there last year. It really was marvellous. We were operating from a mobile caravan. Oh, it was great fun. At times the caravan had 50 people in it. Anyway, mid-July we head down to Ringsend, and marvellous memories of egg cracking and things like that in Ringsend. Hello to everybody in Ringsend, not forgetting Alice Whelan. A big hi to you, Alice, and all the family down there. And a very happy Mother's Day, no doubt, to you from everybody there. 693436 is our telephone number here if you'd like to contact us with a Sunday afternoon dedication. That's 693436. And we say hello to Aidan Leonard and all the family over there on the north side.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. So that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it, tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that for real. Tell her about it, tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her, let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it, let her know how much she cares. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it, every day. Some attention, give her something to believe. Cause now and then she'll get to worrying. Just because you haven't spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. The difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you.
Yeah, she put her trust.
But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Tell her about it, tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it, tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her, let her know how much she means. Tell her about it, tell her how you feel right now. Just tell her about it. The girl don't want you wait too long. You gotta tell her about it. Tell her now and you won't go wrong. You gotta tell her about it before it gets too late. You got to.
That's Billy Joel there, and tell her about it. Phone lines are doing very well at the moment. Thanks indeed to everybody for ringing us. Keep those calls coming on 693436. And in fact, we're here, the station is here until 6 o'clock this evening, where you'll have the chance to ring in with all your dedications. We'd be delighted to hear from you. Now, dedications. Hello to Mum, Mrs. Mary Bradley of 89 Kiltiernan Road in Cabra West, and also Granny. And by the way, Mrs. Mary Bradley, Aisling wants to say happy, happy Mother's Day to you, and you are the best mother in the whole wide world. So a big hi to Aisling, and also to Mrs. Mary Bradley, and a happy Mother's Day to you. Hello to Laura and Geraldine Edgewood, who rang in to, who rang us in from Coolock, and they want to say a very happy Mother's Day to their mother, Teresa. A happy Mother's Day to you, and you're to sit back and relax while everybody does the work for you today, Teresa. All right? So a very happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Edgewood in Coolock. And hello now to Mrs. Eileen Dempsey. And that dedication in from all the family in Artane. A happy Mother's Day to you, and have yourself a wonderful day. Here's Tracy Ullman, and this, I think, is only wonderful. Better, in fact, than the Madness version of the record, My Guy.
My guy's mad at me.
Tracy Ullman there, and My Guy. Some more dedications now for Mother's Day. Hello to Mrs. Esther McDonough in Pigeon House Road, and that's from Louise and all the family down there in Pigeon House Road. A very happy Mother's Day to you, and also happy Mother's Day to Jean Diamond in Castleknock, and that's from William. Thanks for the call, William. Hello to Joan Williams in Finglas, and a very happy Mother's Day to you, Joan, and that's from Jacqueline, James, Anthony, and Kenneth, and they're all listening. Here come the weather girls, in fact. Makes a change from the weather men. I wonder will they do any better. In fact, they won't do any better because they say it's raining men. 693436 is the phone line here.
Hi.
How you do?
Yeah. And have we got news for you?
What's the news, girls?
Get ready.
I'm ready.
And leave those umbrellas at home.
12 minutes or two.
Thank you.
very popular record. That's the Weather Girls there, and that particular record is called It's Raining Men. Now, some more dedications. Hello, the fall is absolutely hopping here today. Thanks indeed for your calls. Keep them coming, 693436. Now, hello to Mrs. Annie Fields in Ringsend, and a very happy Mother's Day to you, and hello to Mrs. Oyen, I think it is, off Church Street, and that's from Bernie and Eugene, Kay and Willie. Happy Mother's Day to you. And finally, to Mrs. Emily Rossiter, and that dedication from Peter, and Peter listening to us, of course, in Donnycarney. All right. Hello also to Louis Hart, one of the Community Broadcasting Cooperative's presenters from last year. And Louis listening to us in Stephen's Green. And we're belting out. That was the word. We're absolutely belting out. Well, nice to hear that, Louis. His Fiction Factory. And this is Feels Like Heaven.
Heaven is closer now today. The sound is in my ears. I can't believe the things you say. Twisting the bones until they snap. I scream but no one knows. You say I'm familiar, cold to touch. And then you turn and go. Feels like heaven.
That is 6 minutes away from 2 o'clock on the CBC Radio. I'm David Baker. Good afternoon. I'm here until 3 o'clock. And we're on 103.3 megahertz FM in stereo and 1116 kilohertz in the medium wave band. That converts to 270 meters in the medium wave band. And each and every Sunday morning, we will be sort of doing test transmissions as we prepare for Radio Sandymount, which commences on the 15th to the 30th of May. And it should be good fun with lots of events and chat and all sorts of things like that. 693436, if you have any inquiries or dedications for Mother's Day and things like that. 693436, our telephone number. There's another dedication now. Hello to Lisa. And Lisa, listening to us in Eden Moor. You want to hear the new record by Sheena Easton, Almost Over You. I know the record. It is only something else. And we'll do our best to get that out between now and 3 o'clock. And we have to tell you now about the Sandymount Review Group. And that features Mr. David Bulger himself from Strand Road in Sandymount. And if David is listening, a big hi to you. Marvellous dancer, in fact. He's a great career in front of him, that lad. And it all happens at the SFX Centre on Thursday the 5th of April. In fact, it runs from the 1st to the 8th of April. Sandymount 3, in fact, it's the Saturday night celebration, excuse me. Three areas each night between the 1st and the 8th of April will enter from various different parts of Dublin. Sandymount's turn on the 5th of April, that's Thursday, and that's at 8 o'clock. And if you want to go along and see them, that's the SFX Centre, and that's at 8 p.m. next Thursday. Now, if they are successful that particular night, they go through to the final on this Sunday, which we should all get along to. So, the best luck to all areas, but in particular, Sandymount. The very best to the Sandymount Review Crew. All right, now we'll take some more music after this little message.
Tony Maywood is Dublin's leading roadshow operator. He'll turn your special night into a special occasion to remember. He'll blow your mind with Dublin's best sound and light show, but not your pocket. Phone Dublin 33-8515 for a night to remember. Tony Maywood, making you feel good all over.
Less than 10, but every time I grab the ring, it's always brass.